I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Oh, is that so? Well, I think you ain't seen nothing until you've heard part two of the Partially Examined Life Blade Runner episode, with an entire additional hour of conversation about Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by the great Philip K. Dick, and both movies covering a lot of weird and wacky topics. Here are some tidbits.
We haven't embraced the resource that every other great flourishing of the human race has embraced, which is having slave labor.
It's a hard thing to explain. Having a servant you can depend on in these troubled times, I find it reassuring.
I love the squirrel, Deckard. Every goddamn morning I feed it and change its papers.
What distinguishes human beings from replicants is this capacity for empathy that cannot be faked.
I felt like this was a picture of Sisyphus in the experience machine or something.
What has the activity of being a bounty hunter and killing androids done to him?
The radiation will mutate you, and that's how you become a special as opposed to a normal or regular.
Left to its own devices, it tends towards meaninglessness, it tends towards apathy, it tends towards kipple, both psychological and literal.
A little flying rocks and stuff like that.
I'm skeptical of a religious movement that requires emulation of the tragic, sacrificial main figure. But I certainly think there was something worth redeeming in it.
Fresh, you know, as you pointed out, Mark accuses him of just liking the sexy, empathizing with sexually attractive ones.
We don't have a young Obi-Wan to walk into the scene, and good thing that joy projections aren't really conscious.
You guys are so unsentimental.
He's looking for the Lexus of animals and ends up with, like, black Nubian goat.
To get your goat, you just have to go become a Partially Examined Life citizen at partiallyexaminedlife.com or sign up to support us at the $1 level or higher at patreon.com/partiallyexaminedlife. Because if you don't,
all those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.